Happy now to be joined by Vikings wide receiver Jarius Wright. Welcome to the Friday Football Feast from Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. Jarius, you being the crafty veteran you are, doesn't matter if it's Winter Park, Metrodome, TCF Bank Stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium, Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center. I mean, you just think about it. You've seen a lot in you know, kind of a short amount of time in your career.
You know, you're exactly right about that. I've been through three stadiums and now two facilities. Kind of makes me feel old, even though I'm still a young guy.
I know your fondest memory at the college stadium. What was your fondest in-game memory at Metrodome?
The Metrodome would probably be my first catch from Ponder right down the field against Detroit. I don't know if it was 55.
Wait. You said it was from Ponder. Yeah, it could have been down the field. Down the field like 8 yards.
I know, there's a Christian Ponder accuracy joke in there that I'm going to lay off of.
I'm sorry.
It was an arm strength.
Very fond of Christian.
It was an arm strength joke, really.
Yeah,
but
yes. It was low-hanging fruit.
It was.
Well, I can say he made me turn to catch the ball, so I didn't get a chance to score.
Oh, man. I mean, he's daddy daycare, raising the kids. He got his wife on TV and everything.
He is a good dude.
Yeah, he's a fantastic guy.
Great guy.
For sure. TCF Bank Stadium, let me step on your touchdown call. Jarius Wright's greatest moment at the college stadium, overtime Jets. Catching the ball and walking off a winner, right?
You know, it's crazy. I still go back and listen to that play, and just to hear the excitement in your voice as you called the play.
Really?
You made the play.
It
wasn't even me.
Promo. That moment, and you know, like watching Mo Wilkerson or Sheldon Richardson, some of these big guys try to take angles on you, and then there you go. That was a funny part of that play. But the other funny part, if you watch it back with the All-22, you know, and you like watch everything on the film, there goes Jarius right into the end zone. Here comes the team. There goes Greg Jennings to the locker room because he wanted to be the first into the shower while the water was hot.
I made it back to the locker room, and Greg Jennings was already dressed. And he comes up and hugs me. I'm like, dude, you're already dressed.
Yeah.
Like, you're already dressed. I'm just coming in with my helmet and my shoulder pads. I still hadn't caught my breath yet from the touchdown and all the excitement.
Yeah.
It was a crazy moment.
U.S. Bank Stadium, what's your fondest moment in your 2 years there?
You know, it have to be. And it's crazy because this wasn't even me, but it would definitely have to be the New Orleans game.
How about that?
The way the game went and the way the game was won, it was crazy. And one of the best games that I've ever been a part of.
Mm. Were you on the field for that play?
I was.
And what did you see?
I was
see?
From about me to you.
You were right behind him on that.
But
okay.
Wait, correct me if I'm wrong here. Elite underrated Case Keenum play in his run with the Vikings, because I think it was the play before. The play before the miracle, one of the two plays before the miracle, here's Jarius wide open middle of the field. Now, I'm not going to disrespect you because you're my guy. Yeah, I mean, if like they had hit you at the 50, you would have had to have scored or the game would have been over. But the Saints, I think, tried to suck the Vikings in throwing it middle of the field. Yeah, you remember that moment, right?
I definitely remember.
Of course you would have scored, right?
But, you know, I definitely think the safeties were kind
of
wide. So
of
I don't know too much about the Saints' safety speed, but I don't think they would have caught me.
Yeah.
No, clearly
Anthony
not.
Harris,
so play. Okay.
Talking about safeties on the Saints, not on the Vikings, okay?
Yeah. I know y'all my dog.
Yeah. All Anthony does is cause fumbles in big spots, okay?
Playmakers.
Right.
Tell us about your perspective from the Minneapolis Miracle. You're running that play, what you saw, the whole thing beginning to end.
You know, it's hilarious. We ran the play probably three times before the final play. So they knew what was coming.
Yeah.
Everybody knew what was coming. Probably even the people in the stands knew that play was coming.
Had to throw to the sidelines.
We had to throw to the sidelines. It's a play called Seven Heaven. It's basically three guys run to the sideline. You know, low seven, high seven, medium seven, and a high seven. I had the medium seven, and Diggs had the high seven.
Yep.
He never gets the ball. Ever. In 1,000 times of running that play, the high seven never got the ball.
God, that's awesome.
But it was funny because even in the huddle before the play, you know, and I give Case credit. He told us, I'm going to give you a chance. I'm going to give somebody a chance to make a play. Mm. So we knew at that time, you know, somebody's going to have a chance. And,
yeah.
And, you know, it was just to see guys make the most out of the opportunity. Case giving us a chance, Diggs going up, making a play, and just the celebration after the game.
So he makes he comes down with the ball, and there's still a defender that can make this play.
There is.
And you see that defender whiff.
I do.
And what's going on? What's going through your mind right then? Are you thinking streak to the end zone? Or are you thinking, like, a lot of us were like, get out of bounds?
Initially with the catch, I was, you know, I was going to run and get him and take him out of bounds. You know, if the guy made contact with him, it was going to be harder for him to get out of bounds.
That's right. You were going to help push him out.
I was going to help push him out.
Yeah.
But after I saw the guy whiff, I'm like, go.
right.
Okay, now, with all due respect, I need to call my co-host out a little bit.
Oh,
we might need to turn down his microphone because he knows what's coming.
Oh,
but I got to let Jarius know the truth.
No,
I've known
really
Jarius
don't.
Since
you
he
really
walked in here
don't.
From Arkansas. He was a little pudgy, needed to get him in shape. He got in shape, won the Jets game, and, of course, he would have won the Saints game, but he was shortchanged. Now, okay, my guy. I've co-hosted shows with him every Friday, the Friday Football Feast, for 10 years. My guy, one of my best friends. One of the smartest guys I've ever met, Paul Charchian. We play the Lions. Okay, we lose Sam week one. Mm-hmm. We go to Pittsburgh, we lose. We come back, we kill Tampa. Now in game four, we're playing the Lions. Well, Dalvin Cook gets hurt early in the third quarter. We lose the game at home. We're 2-2. Main man books a cruise to the Caribbean that goes through the divisional playoff game. Okay, so he's gone. So you trying to pretend like he was here for the miracle? No.
I did not pretend I was here.
Like floating by Turks and Caicos. So then, of course, he comes back for the Eagles game. I'm like, why did you skip the wedding and attend the funeral?
So
oh, my God.
It's his fault.
Yeah.
That's my fault. That's right. I'll take the heat.
You should have just stayed on the
cruise.
You should have stayed on the
cruise.
Or jumped off it.
Exactly.
One of the two.
I might have at that point.
Seriously.
I might have at that point. Good Lord.
He's a fake friend.
Right. No, he's not a fake friend. Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
We're ripping Ponder, calling fake friends.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, of course you would have scored on that play before the miracle.
Uh-huh.
With free agency approaching and everything, I mean, this is way too hardcore football talk for March. But what's your situation? I mean, like what's your situation with this team? You locked in?
As far as me, I'm still locked in. I'm still under contract. So,
excellent.
So, you know, as long as they want me here, I'll be here.
One more year,
well,
right?
Well, there's the receivers.
Yes,
one more year. All right.
Receivers coach Daryl Hazel's over there.
How we doing, Coach Hazel?
Yeah, need a babysitter for your kids this weekend? Hey, how you doing, CJ? That's good, man. That's very emotional.
It is emotional.
9 to noon
right
show.
Yeah.
Jarius Wright and his receivers coach, Daryl Hazel, embracing as they all now they're talking about the high seven and how the ball never went to the high guy on the high seven.
Yeah.
And Jarius rejoins the conversation now.
Hi, Jarius, you had the opportunity to see what we didn't all get to see, and that's Teddy Bridgewater through a lot of practice. And, you know, it's just not, you know, not we only get to see the games. Tell us a little bit about what you saw from Teddy in all those practices.
You know, Teddy is if you ask me, he came back really, really well. And this is only my personal opinion.
I understand.
I'm just
you're speaking
for
you.
Letting everybody else know. That's
right.
My personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you know, he looked really, really well. Mm-hmm. Also, I mean, and you never want to wish an injury on anybody or say an injury helped somebody, but
yeah.
You know, I think the injury actually helped him grow as a player, getting a chance to see some of the things from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Coming over there talking to some of the receivers. While the quarterbacks, you know, do their thing. So,
yeah.
You know, I think he actually learned a lot and actually got a lot better with missing a year.
Hey, right. we're watching Good Morning Football on NFL Network. It's on here at Twin Cities Orthopedic Performance Center. They're doing, like, free agency dream scenarios, but at the bottom, they'll have, like, Aqib Talib traded to the Rams, Marcus Peters, or whatever. What if, like, we were doing this and you saw come across that crawl – Vikings trade Jarius right to the Cleveland Browns.
I would probably run upstairs and ask what's going on.
You'd be like, somebody got a working cell phone for Baker Mayfield. I need to talk to him immediately.
Yeah. See, I don't want to be like this about it, but what did I do to deserve that?
To the Browns.
Kyle, come on over here. We only got like 90 seconds. Kyle Rudolph. Jarius Wright. Jarius Wright. Kyle Rudolph. Kyle, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, PA?
What's on your right foot?
A boot, not a cast anymore.
Okay, cast. Is that because you jumped off the Vikings bandwagon after the NFC title game? You hurt your leg?
Yeah, no, that was hurt a long time ago. That put it over the top. That finished it off.
All right, we only have 90 seconds, and I have a non-football question for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
You were courtside by the Wolves bench during the Celtics game. Celtics game, right?
Correct.
Last night, right?
Yeah, last night, right next to Mr. Taylor. I was trying to get on the squad.
Come on, man. They had 4.5 days of practice, hadn't played since the Utah game. You're an elite basketball mind. You and Karl Anthony Towns are very close. Losing to Boston is one thing, but it just didn't look the same. Did it bug you at all?
You know, they just looked out of sync. They couldn't get over that. They cut it to 6, cut it to 7, and then it would go right back to 12. And, you know, when you're playing a team as talented as the Celtics, it seems like every time they cut it down, Kyrie would go score 3 straight buckets, and it was right back to 12. But they look a little out of sync without Jimmy out there on offense. And he'll get healthy, and they'll be fine for the playoffs. I'm looking forward to watching them make a run in the playoffs.
One-on-one basketball game. Kyle Rudolph and Jerry is right. Who wins and why?
I'm going
with Kyle Rudolph.
Yeah, I'll take that one, but I wouldn't want to guard him, that's for sure. He's too quick.
Any idea where Kim Kloboder and the security staff are?
No, never.
Well, there's some guy outside running around in a Burgundy 8 jersey, and he's been outside for like the last three. Oh, there, security. The guy in a Burgundy 8 jersey holding up some sign. You might need to remove him. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Right.
He's got
somebody's cousin.
Uncles and aunts
cousin.
And everything out there. Yeah. Hey, get that foot and leg clear. Bless your family. All right.
Thanks, PA.
Jarius, you're the best. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for
thanks
having
a lot,
me.
Appreciate Jarius. You. It was a lot of fun.
Jarius Wright, Kyle Rudolph, and Curly Harris at Vikings.com and the Vikings Entertainment Network. That was a lot of fun.